me up. Said, yo,
Love Talk Radio.
Wants to talk to you. He said he watched the interview. He fucks with you. Bro, on God, bro, on my fucking life, bro, my mom, bro. On my mom, fam. These niggas hit me up and said this shit, bro. Nigga, I love, bro. Nigga, all I had, bro, at a point, all I had was my mom and Ski. This is all I had. At a point, all I had was my mom and Ski. And my mom wasn't physically around. You know what I'm saying? So, on my mom, my nigga. The nigga hit me up and was like, yo. This nigga Drake watched the interview. Said he fucks with you. He wants to talk to you. And I said, word? He said, yeah. You know what? Shut up. But otherwise, it's like you tried to sacrifice me, bro. You tried to sacrifice me. You can put that. You can put that as a caption if you want. The nigga tried to sacrifice me. Because look at it this way. I'm in jail. I had a PBL charge. I'm facing life. Now, that's what nobody realized. I was facing life. I'm facing life. Which was one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody loved Drake, bro. Everybody loves Drake. I still respect the nigga for his music. You know what I'm saying? I just can't respect what he did to me. You feel me? Everybody loves Drake, bro.
Do you think he deliberately did it? Or maybe
Fuck yeah, bro. Fuck yeah, bro. And I'm not going to say no names, nigga. A DJ hit me up. Not only a DJ. My manager at the time hit me up. Said, yo, this nigga Drake hit us up and he wants to talk to you. He said he watched the interview. He fucks with you. Bro, on God, bro, on my fucking life, bro, on my mom, fam, these niggas hit me up and said this shit, bro. Nigga, I love, bro, nigga, all I had, bro, at a point, all I had was my mom and Ski. This is all I had. At a point, all I had was my mom and Ski. And my mom wasn't physically around, you know what I'm saying? So, on my mom, my nigga, the nigga hit me up and was like, yo, this nigga Drake watched the interview. He said he fucks with you. He wants to talk to you. And I said, word? He said, yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. I want to listen to DJ Academics real quick. Shout out to him, man, because he be on it too. You know what I'm saying? So give credit where credit's due. All right? Let's listen to this.
Right? He came on social media and said, guys, before he does, if anybody kills me straight, do you think in that time span that they went and they addressed him, they talked to him? No. Do you think sitting here today, years later, any detective has ever asked, you know, Drake or anybody like that? No. They never did that. She's going to stand up, sit there, and she's going to tell you that the reason that she wanted security with Mr. Onfroy on the day that he was shot was because of the issues that he had with Drake and Migos. She's going to tell you that.
Hold up. I'm going to shut the fuck up and let him rock. Now, if his mom's, this is what I'm saying. If his mom speak out, then I will put the nail in the coffin. However, we know Drake is damn near a Billy. He's a multimillionaire. And when you have money, you can pay your way out of things. Don't mention my name or whatever. Let's see what happens to this fucking to this lawyer right here. Let's see what happened to his career. Yeah, he was beefing with a lot of people. He was a thorn in a lot of people's ass. And by him saying that Drake stole his flow, I kind of believe it because Drake always takes other people's flows. I guess he's taking on how to adapt to the culture, like, you know what I mean, like follow the trend of the new sound and the new flows, the new styles of rappers, and he capitalized off of all of those things. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, just like Beyonce was making that, you know, that album, like that little, like that dance, like that house music type shit. Next thing you know, Drake come out with a single sounding very similar. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. But in closing, if his mom, I'm pretty sure that he told his moms a lot. You know what I mean? You said his mother started moving funny, like she went with the industry narrative. You never know, because at the end of the day, she's alive. She's going to need that protection. And these niggas got bags on top of bags on top of bags, and they got so many connections, so they can make her shut the fuck up. People could come visit you. You could go look at the bank account, the money that she's getting from her son's estate and stuff like that. And she probably saw that it says zero and gave her a warning. Like, listen, man, I could make this shit a zero. I could change this at any time. Whatever. I'm just, you know, just yoga stretching at the moment. But you never know. But I'm going to be quiet. I want to hear what Act got to say. But let's go.
So check it out. Now, when you're down bad, you're down bad, people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, out of the three idiots out of Broward County who are standing trial for the murder of XXX and Tacion, essentially, they have really nothing to say in court. This is all a sham. It's a fraud. It's a scam. It basically is a clown show that's going on in court. Today was the first day, and if you don't remember, in 2018, there was actually four people arrested for his murder, but one guy, his name is Robert Allen, take a look at the picture, he got brought some McDonald's, and he swiftly began to gonna tell it all, okay? Now, the three guys who actually took the trial, they're now trying to put up a defense to try to say they didn't kill X. However, they got surveillance footage. They got people who are telling. They got people, they got GPS evidence. They have eyewitnesses. They have all type of things that basically say these guys did it. Nevertheless, they're still trying to fight this case. And then one of the most ridiculous assertions that the defense team has made, at least for one of these guys, Dietrich Williams, his lawyer is coming out to say, yo, why y'all think my client did it? Even though y'all got him on tape, rocking like a masked up thing, he got on gloves, all type of stuff. Yeah, even though you got that footage, right? And you think he killed him, why did y'all think about or go investigate Drake? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I can't make this up. Yeah. The lawyer for these guys want Drake to be investigated because they said, hey, listen, even though you think it's them, why y'all ain't check out Drake when the last person he had beef with is Drake? This is one of the things that now we get to realize. This is why they say you shouldn't threaten people online, right? Or you shouldn't even say certain things online, because if that person or anyone actually gets hurt, people are going to look at the last person they were beating. Okay, remember X, who had some really light issues with Drake. It wasn't that serious, but he did tweet out or actually put on his Instagram if something happened to him, Drake didn't. There's a longer story to that, which honestly, if you ask me, I spoke to X while he was going through the whole saga, because it all started about with a fake picture that he posted. It was a Photoshop picture of Drake. You know, after he got told that, man, Drake is pretty powerful, took it down, but then he said, if something happens to me, Drake did. Now, that fuels conspiracy theories and a lot of other things, but let's not ignore the facts, okay? While it might sound like an attractive story that Drake did something, let's keep it honest what really happened. We're seeing it bore out in court. It really happened where he went to go buy a bike. According to his mom, he wanted to ride a bike that he could clear his mind. Okay, he went to go buy a bike. They told him a price. He went to the bank, go got the money. Somebody was at the bike stop or bike shop. They heard it that he was going to go get the money. They waited. They made a call, called other people. And when he came back with the money in cash, they actually surrounded the vehicle or blocked him from leaving. And essentially, they tried to rob him for the cash. When they tried to rob him for the cash, he basically did not give it up. Also, we saw the person who was with him, supposedly his uncle, got out of the car and ran for his life. X struggled for a significant while, also defiantly, verbally telling them that he would not give it up, and essentially they shot him multiple times. That's how he died, okay? Now, of course, you know, that just seems too open and shut for these guys because they're going to go to jail for life. They will never see freedom again. So what's happened is that the lawyers is trying to throw anything in the water, okay? They're trying to throw the fridge out of the motherfucking way, okay? They're saying that Drake is someone who should be looked at. Drake was an enemy of X, and Drew, what about Drake rapping certain lines? And again, even if Drake did rap those lines maliciously, let's be very clear, Drake was not in the vicinity. Drake was not at the place where this happened. And by the way, if they killed X on behalf of Drake, they would have just told on Drake. They're not telling on Drake, okay? You know what they're saying? Hey, go investigate another guy. Just let our guy free. It don't work like that. You guys did the killing. You guys are going to jail, okay? Sorry to say that, but, you know, I'm kind of also, I'll admit my bias, I'm a little bit heavily invested into this because X was a very close personal friend of mine, and I definitely want justice to be served. Also prayers for his mom, Cleo, who has to go through all these proceedings and get, you know, she had to really relive his memories of, you know, watching her son go into the bank, you know, having his life being stripped from him while he sat in a car fighting over goddamn Louis back, okay? Anyway, get a comment. This guy's like,
I will be giving some more updates on this as this trial progresses, but this is completely BS, a clown show. These guys, you know, obviously will be penalized, and we're at the moment where they do get penalized, because after this, it'll be very clear that these guys are guilty, but they're going to say anything to try to avoid prosecution. But this is goddamn pathetic, right? Anyway, give me a comment. You guys like and subscribe. I know some of y'all are going to think about conspiracy theories. Well, Drake this, Drake that. Listen, in your world, maybe you think only rappers kill rappers. In the real world, a really famous guy who walks around or drives around with no security and takes out large wads of cash, sometimes people try to plot on them. That's really what happens in reality, okay? Anyways, pray for everybody except these idiots who actually did this.
He does have a point, though. He definitely has a point, but you know, you never know what goes on in this industry and who got ties to what. But he have a great point when he said that if Drake has something to do with it, they just would have told on Drake. So you know what I mean? So they probably just throwing shit against the wall to see what sticks. You understand what I'm saying? To just basically divert, you know, the attention or that murder on them at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And this shit took very long. How long X been dead? He been dead for like, rest in peace too, King. Rest in peace, for real. He been dead like, what, 5 years? Something like that. I think a good five years he been dead, yo. So that's really crazy. I want to go to, hold on. I'm going to go back to the what's the name as well. I just want to go to the footage real quick. Let's go to this. Oh, no. Let's go to this security shit right here. And the phone lines is open, too. If anybody have any thoughts while we here talking, y'all could call in. X posted Drake mom during the beef. Oh, wow. He took it there, right? Drake took his song, Look At Me. That's why he said he didn't what he did to him. Yeah, man. Just hella sleep on stuff. Kodak friend or cousin, something about in jail. Okay, that's what I'm saying. If anybody have any thoughts, call in. Hold on. Oh, shit. Let me share my screen. Damn, I thought I shared the screens on the other window. Hold on. Let me share my screen real quick. Now, I just want y'all to look at something. By him standing there, like at this moment at the bank, trying to withdraw $250,000, but they didn't have any, didn't have it in full for him. That's why they gave him $50,000. Would you think he believed that day would have been his last day? But I'm gonna be quiet. I wish somebody, you know, like the teller could have, you know, explained what he, like who he was talking to on the phone, but, you know, she's not there at the moment. But, you know, what was that phone call? You understand what I'm saying? Like, people was talking about the uncle as well, or the step uncle. Like, how did they know he was there? They just happened to go to that place just to buy a mask? just to buy a mask. They couldn't go to no other store. They probably already knew that he was dead, man.
This mistake is costing Amazon Prime shoppers.
Are you still using Prime? Because this...
They probably knew he was already there, y'all. Probably already knew the man was there getting a certain amount of money. Who knows? But it's definitely ironic when they pulled up the uncle, the step uncle just ran out the car. Anybody in their right mind would, you know, bounce too. You know what I'm saying? So, I have to think about it like that as well. But how ironic that they just happened to see him at that fucking place. It don't make no sense. Again, the phone lines is open if anybody have anything to say about this. But who would have known this would have happened? How did he know? Did he know today was going to be his last day? That day was going to be his last day. All right, mute your background. Area code 704.
What's good, my guy? How you doing?
I'm good, love. What's good?
Today's my birthday, so you know I'm chilling, smoking.
All right, happy birthday, love. How old you turn? Well, I can't ask that.
Yes, you can. Who, honey? Look, I look damn good. I turned 42 today.
Oh, right. Shout out to 42, baby. I'm 42 too. So that's what's up.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Well,
go ahead.
I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. It might have been on your show, but like you and I think it was the dude from Cali. I was talking about how, you know, that they really didn't block him in, you know what I'm saying, and how they could have got around it, and that how the uncle got out, and he was, like, jogging and this and that. So I think it's a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, than what they say. And I done heard his mother speak, you know what I'm saying, and his mother was like, yo, you know, the same thing, you know what I'm saying. She was like that. He had beef with Drake, you know what I'm saying, and this and that. So, yeah. And even from the song, like the little clip you played, he trying to throw shots, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he done said, that's not the only song. That's not the only song. I done heard him, you know what I'm saying, you know, throwing shots or whatever, or like trying to, you know, even if he didn't. So, nigga, so you trying to act like you had something to do with it, then all right, okay, let's see. How does this work out for you?
Right.
Are you sick?
I just hope that they get justice for this. That's all. You know what I'm saying? And last question. Do you think Drake had anything to do with it?
It's a possibility.
Okay. Because
you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already know he's an emotional type of nigga anyway. You know what I mean? So you never know how he took it. You know what I'm saying? And maybe he just went overboard. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I hear you, love. But, hey, listen, you enjoy your B-Day. You know what I'm saying? You know, life is definitely precious. I want you to enjoy. Get your smoke on, your drink on. And, you know, happy birthday, sweetie. You already know.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. And I am. I'm going to finish checking you out. Peace and blessing, babe.
Same to you, love.
Appreciate it.
Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Yep.
All right, let's see what's going on here. All right, so that's basically footage of them trying to withdraw $250,000, but they wound up giving him $50,000, and he's supposed to have came back to pick up the money. So, yeah, that's crazy. So they saying that his cousin probably set him up. I don't know, man. Let me show this real quick. Hold on. Let's go to the footage real quick. Okay, it's not playing anything. That's crazy, son. And I remember everybody was trying to find out where was the bullet. The bullet was on the left side of his temple. Wow. That's crazy. That is real fucking crazy right there. That's real crazy. Let's go. I'm going to go back to the actual. Hold on. Hold up. Let's go back to the trial. All right. Where I'm at. All right. We're going to go back here. All right. Cause I want to listen to it too. All right. But God bless his soul, man. God bless his soul. They killed him and didn't even get nothing. That's right. People take life without no remorse, no consequences. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that split decision, that split second of, you know, reacting, thinking you're going to come up. That quick come up is going to end up what? Your ass being right in the motherfucking jail. You understand? Hold on. Let's see.
Surveillance cameras capture the ambush of rapper XXXTentacion as he prepared to leave a Deerfield Beach motorcycle dealership last June. The cameras show a vehicle block the rapper's exit, and then men jump.
But you just look at it. Did they really block him? Did they really block him?
Surveillance cameras captured the.
And he should have just peeled the fuck out. Like right then and there, they would have had to shoot me. He could have just bust that right. He could have just bust that right. Let me make sure I'm not muted. All right, cool. I would have bust that motherfucker right. You would have had to shoot, family. They didn't totally block him in. You know? And he always talked about suicide and dying and stuff like that. Who knows? Maybe this is what he won because his mom felt he didn't want him to go anywhere by himself. He had to go to court the next day for, you know, the domestic violence things, and they was going to try to give him a lot of time. So, you know, maybe he was like, well, fuck it, this is it. Because he had enough space to peel. I don't give a fuck if I would have did a fender bender, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I would have hit the car, whatever, just to get the fuck out of there. But that's enough space to boogie, though. That's enough space.
The ambush of rapper XXXTentacion as he prepared to leave a Deerfield Beach motorcycle dealership last June. The cameras show a vehicle block the rapper's exit, and then men jump out of the vehicle and confront XXXTentacion. One of the men goes into his car. Then there's a confrontation and a robbery, and the men shoot and kill the talented young artist. Surveillance video also showed XXX inside the dealership that day when at least one of the suspects walked past him. A short time later, the drama unfolded outside. Four men in all are charged in the murder of the talented young artist. Surveillance video also showed XXX inside the dealership that day when at least one of the suspects walked past him. A short time later, the drama unfolded outside. Four men in all are charged in the...
And he already peeped something. He already peeped what was going on right there. He peeped that
surveillance
shit.
Video.
I haven't watched this in years. I haven't watched this shit in years. Just coming in to buy a mask. He already peeped that energy. And the uncle too. Both of them was already on him. You could tell they on him. That's fucking crazy.
Asking to have his bond reduced.
To some extent, was at the wrong place, at the wrong time, wrong people.
Jim Lewis is Allen's defense attorney.
Nah, it don't make no sense, though. It don't make sense to me. Somebody, I don't know if it was that fucking phone call that he had, that he got while he was at the teller, you know what I mean, at the bank teller, near the bank teller or whatever. He got that call. Somebody said in the chat it was his cousin or whatever. Somebody had to know exactly where he was at that time because how the fuck they just happened to go in there to buy a motherfucking mask. Nah, it don't make no sense. It don't make sense. Nah. And he already felt that energy. He was already ready to boogie. That shit right there is crazy, son. That shit is crazy, man. That shit is real fucked up. Real fucked up. That shit is real fucked up. right? They were stalking him. Yeah, they had to find exactly where he was. Somebody, what's the name? What's the name of that place again? What's the name of that place? I want to go to that to the street. What's the name of the that place where he got murdered at? Somebody put it in there for me real quick, and I'm gonna go look it up. Cause the last time when I was doing it, we went inside the place. You know what I'm saying? So somebody definitely was stalking this dude, man. Somebody gave them niggas the heads up that he was in there. He got the money. He's at the bank. He'll be over there in a minute. Post up. Post up in the parking lot. See when he pulling it, da-da-da. He's driving this, such and such, such and such. I don't know. Nah, that shit didn't seem right, man. Somebody knew that that boy was there. And now we don't hear nothing from the uncle. Didn't hear anything about the motherfucking uncle. Nah, bro. That shit is a straight-up motherfucking setup. That is a setup. That is a motherfucking setup. Hold on. Let's go to this while I find that that place. All right. Let's watch this and then I'm gonna find that address so we could go to the scene. All right.
Before, and that was something that, you know, he wanted to do for himself and his friends. On that particular day, that morning, when he went to the bank, his intention was to withdraw $250,000 in cash to be able to make the purchase later on at Reba Motorsports. The bank, you'll hear, did not have that amount on hand, and so they dispensed $50,000 to him from his account of his own money. You'll hear how later in the week, a few days later, he was slated to come back to the bank to collect the rest of the $200,000. And unfortunately, he never made it. What ends up happening after he leaves the bank, he puts the cash in what he often carried with him, which is a Louis Vuitton satchel. Also, you'll hear how his mother that day was concerned about him going to the Reba Motorsports by himself. She wanted him to be accompanied. A, because she knew, she'll tell you, that she expected for him to purchase a motorbike and needed for him to ride back with someone to ride the motorbike. And
surveillance cameras captured the ambush of rapper.
Because obviously he couldn't do both. So she, you'll hear, asked a gentleman by the name of Leonard Kerr, who is related, not by blood, to the victim, in that he is the uncle of Jose's younger brother. So Leonard Kerr accompanies Jose to Reba Motorsports. And Jose, you'll hear, is driving a very expensive, the Reba Motorsports by himself. She wanted him to be accompanied. A, because she knew, she'll tell you, that she expected for him to purchase the motorbike and needed for him to ride back with someone to ride the motorbike and someone to be able to drive his car back, because obviously he couldn't do both. So she, you'll hear, asked a gentleman by the name of Leonard Kerr, who is related, not by blood, to the victim, in that he is the uncle of Jose's younger brother. So Leonard Kerr accompanies Jose to Reba Motorsports. And Jose, you'll hear, is driving a very expensive car, a BMW i8, which we don't normally see on the road, so it's very easy to spot. It's a sports car that has butterfly doors and it's very fast. And Jose himself, besides driving this very expensive sports car, is also very identifiable. Besides the fact that he's a celebrity, you'll get to see that at the time of his death, he also wore his hair and hairstyle of loop dreadlocks, so it kind of stood out on top of everything else. And on that day, he traveled to Reba Motorsports unarmed with his, let's call him, for lack of a better term, step-uncle, Leonard Kerr, to go purchase these motorbikes. And at that same time that Jose and Mr. Kerr are at Reba Motorsports, you'll hear how the four co-defendants in this case, the three of whom are on trial, traveled in the Dodge Journey to the same Riva Motorsports. And while two of the defendants, Robert Allen, who's going to testify, and Dietrich Williams, who's on the end with the bow tie, go inside the store to purchase neoprene masks, they spot Jose inside the store. And this is all captured on surveillance, so you'll be able to see this for yourself in addition to hearing testimony about it. And so when they spot Jose, who has the blue hair and he has a very expensive gold necklace on and his Louis Vuitton satchel, they immediately, Robert Allen and Beecher Williams, start communicating to the two co-defendants.
Do you love Gantt charts? Here's how easily you can build one in ClickUp.
Trayvon Newsom and Michael Boatwright, who are still in the Dodge Journey waiting for them to come back to the car. And the communication, I'm not giving you exact words, but something to the effect of that they spot the victim who's inside Riva Motorsports. And they are automatically are spotting the fact that he's a celebrity. And so when Dietrich Williams and Robert Allen go back to the vehicle, now all four co-defendants are in the vehicle and the actions are set in motion. You'll hear about the layout of the parking lot of Riva Motorsports. There's only two entrances and one exit. One of the entrances, one of the two entrances is one way, and so you can't exit. And the second entrance is an exit and an entrance. And the entire Riva Motorsports has surveillance inside and out. And the parking lot is encased by a fence. And so they are able to position themselves just across the street. And you'll be able to see how the four co-defendants in the car, Dietrich Williams, who's driving, by the way, go across the street and back in their car and lie in wait for several minutes for the victim to come out. They're able to easily spot his car because there's no other car like it in the parking lot. And you'll hear how they lie in wait for the victim to come out to exit the only exit of that parking lot. And you'll hear also, more importantly, what the conversation is in the car as they get ready to rob the victim. Michael Boatwright puts on his mask. Trayvon Newsom also puts on a mask. They have hoodies. They arm themselves with firearms. Michael Boatwright gets the firearm. You'll hear how also Trayvon Newsom gets the firearm. Amongst the four of them, they decide who's going to jump out. You'll also get to see the differences between the four, because you'll note that it's very important, the physical differences between the four. Michael Boatwright is the tallest, skinniest out of the four. Trayvon Newsom is next as far as height. And there's a big height difference between Michael Boatwright, Trayvon Newsom, and Dietrich Williams, who's the shortest and stocky build. You'll also be able to see that day Dietrich Williams has tattoos. His nickname is actually Tattoo Chucky. And in addition to the fact that Dietrich Williams is very short in stature and stocky compared to the two gunmen, Robert Allen, you'll see, is also short and he's also overweight, significantly overweight and more overweight than the three co-defendants that are sitting here before you. You'll note that there's a difference in their height, weight, stature, the way they walk, the gait, because as you look at the surveillance, you'll note and you'll hear testimony about who is who and how the difference between the four co-defendants of who did what. And so when there comes a point when you're looking at the surveillance and you see two tall gunmen jump out of the vehicle, you'll be able to note, I submit to you, that Trayvon Newsom is one of the gunmen and that Michael Boatwright is the other gunman. And so Dietrich Williams, driving, cuts off the victim as he's trying to exit Riva Motorsports. And as just like they planned, they're able to cut off the victim so that he can't move his car without either crashing it or whatever. And the two gunmen jump out and immediately put guns in the victim's face and in Leonard Kerr's face.
All right, we're going to go tattoo Chucky. That's crazy, right? Let's go to this. Hold on. Then we're going to go to the full. Matter of fact, I'll just do that. I'll just do that. Hold on. Is that the full one? All right.
But we don't need them. You can certainly leave the one up there.
We're going to go to the, did I mute myself? No, I didn't. We're going to go to the actual testimony of the uncle, of the step uncle. Let me see who this is. I'm going to skip a little bit because I'm pretty sure some of y'all seen this already. And I'm going to go to the ones who took the stand. And then I'm going to go back to the defense, you know, their testimony. All right. So let's go to who this person is. And then the uncle is right here. The step uncle, the one that got out, that ran out the car. So let's go to that first. Let's see who this is. I don't know who that is. So let's go here first.
My name is Maurice Spelling. I'm going to answer a couple questions, okay? How often do you see Mr. Osborne at the bank, would you say?
Maybe like five times a month.
Okay. And what was the...
I'm sorry. Let's go back because I know I'm missing something because that's a defense. The prosecutor, they always go first. They always go first when they cross exam. So let's go back because I want to hear this myself. Let's go back.
Will you please stand right here, placing the oath to be sworn before you sit?
Raise your right hand and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. May you be seated.
Thank you.
Please state your full name and spell your last name for the record.
Cecilia Ramos, R-A-M-O-S.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, my grandma.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
So this is a big room, lots of acoustics. I can barely hear you back here because of how this is all built. So if you can just talk right into that microphone for us, we can all hear you. All right. So Ms. Ramos, can you tell us who you work for currently?
Bank of America.
And how long have you worked for Bank of America?
6 years.
And when you first started working for Bank of America, what position did you hold?
Teller.
All right. And what... I guess, year were you hired to be a teller for Bank of America?
2016.
And you currently still...
Let me ask y'all, I'm sorry, I know y'all like, God damn, Mike, do y'all want to listen to the teller first or go to the uncle? Press one if you want to do the uncle first, y'all, and then we can do the teller. All right? Which one y'all want to do? You want me to go to the uncle first? Press one or press two to continue right here.
hold the position of a bank teller with Bank of America?
No.
Do you currently still work for Bank of America?
Yes.
And what is your position now?
I work for the fraud department.
And what do you do for the fraud department?
ATM debit card, credit card, and account fraud.
Is there a good person that when we see fraud on our account, we speak to you on the phone to
yes.
identify the fraud? Okay. All right. So back, I want to take you back to 2018. Were you working for a particular branch of Bank of America?
Yes, in Coconut Creek.
All right. And how long had you been working at that particular location at that time?
Kind of like a year, maybe 2 or 3 months.
Was that your first branch that you started working for?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about June 18, 2018. Do you recall that day that we're here for tonight?
Yes.
All right. Do you know a person by the name of Jose Envoy?
Yes.
And how do you know that person?
He went into the bank.
So he was a bank customer?
Yes.
How long have you been a customer of that particular branch since you've been working there?
Since I've been there, since employee there.
All right, I could hear you.
He's been going to the bank since I've been there.
All right. So was he a regular customer that you would see?
Yes.
Do you recall his stage name?
XXX.
Is that what you would call him?
I would call him Jose or Jeff.
All right. So did you know that it was XXX back then in 2018?
Yes.
All right. So can you describe your relationship with Mr. Envoy while you were working for Bank of America?
We're friendly.
Friendly? Okay. Would you...
Oh, please, make sure that... Mr. Kirk, please stand right here, facing the bird to be sworn before you sit.
Raise your right hand.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, may be seated.
Thank you, Tanya. You can see where the spreader very much. Thank you, sir.
Please state your full name and spell your last name for the record.
My surname is Leonard Carr. My last name is K-E-R-R.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Carr. I see that you talk a lot softer than me. Do you mind just pulling up a little closer, and you can talk right into the microphone so we can all hear you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Introduce yourself to the jury. Please tell us your full name and where are you from.
My name is Leonard Carr. I'm from Jamaica. And I'm the... Uncle of ex-smaller brother, Aiden Kerr.
Okay, so we'll break that down a little bit. Now, you're originally from Jamaica, yes?
Yeah.
So the accent that we hear, it's your Jamaican accent?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you move to Florida?
2015.
And you've been a resident of Broward County ever since?
Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned that you have a nephew.
Yeah.
That is Aiden, you said?
Aiden Kerr.
Okay. Who is Aiden's father?
Adrian Kerr.
And how is Adrian Kerr related to you?
A smaller brother.
Okay. Who is the mother of Aiden Kerr?
Cleopatra.
Yeah. Cleopatra? What's Cleopatra's last name?
Bernard.
And do you know if or how Cleopatra Bernard might be related to anybody in this case?
It's Jesse Andrade, mom.
Okay. So Cleopatra Bernard is the mother of your nephew, and she's the mother of the victim in this case, Jose Envoy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How old is Aiden now? In 2023, if you know, approximately.
Approximately
12. 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So 4 or 5 years ago, safe to say, he was around 8 years old, 7 years old, somewhere around there?
Yes, ma'am.
At
the time, talking about 2018. Yes. Were you close to your brother, Aiden's father?
Yes, ma'am.
Very close. Very close. How close?
As close as you can be.
Best friend?
Everything.
What does that mean? Tell us. Tell us about your relationship with your brother.
He's my closest brother. Everything. Almost everything we know about each other.
Best friend?
Yes.
How many years between you and your brother?
Ever since we know each other.
Well, how many years apart are you?
Apart?
Yes.
I'm 51 right now. 51 years old.
And how old is your brother, if you remember?
I don't remember exactly.
Okay. Safe to say you're close in age and grew up close together.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't know how old your brother is?
I'm going to take you back to 2018. By extension, you being close to your brother, were you also close to your brother's son's mother, Cleopatra?
Yes.
How so?
As close as like she would ask me to do things for her.
Things like what?
If she, like, back then, she would ask me to, like, go somewhere, like,
you'll have to speak up so that I can hear you and all of us can hear you back here. Come closer to the microphone, please.
She maybe asked me to do things like go to the store and bring something to
what the horizon.
Back in 2018, what were you doing for a living?
Yeah, you good?
Okay, what kind of cook? What kind of food did you cook? A what? Okay. So like her chicken? Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
All right. And would she ever ask you to cook?
All right. Call me back.
Okay. Sometimes just say maybe like some fish like on a weekend. She ordered from the shop.
Hold on, hold on, y'all. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold on. Number one, we can't hear you. That's number two. What the Raj Clot? You don't know how old your own brother is. You sounding very timid right now. I know I already seen some comments in there. He could have been the one that sent him up. I don't know what the blood clot going on. Me don't know what's wrong there. Me don't know, but I don't know, man. I don't know if he's hearing the chains and shit like that, like I said in the chat. He's running about being locked up, deported, or whatever the fuck the case may be, man. But this dude sounds very nervous. The damn prosecutor is acting, you know, she's been, I can't understand you. So what does that mean? Little, you know what I mean? Little racist, little undertone epithets and questions and shit like that. I don't know. But this is, he's weird. He's very weird. But let's continue, goddammit.
Sometimes she asks me if she went out to do something, she maybe asks me to drop it my nails and I just drop it and move on.
Yes, this is the last time. And yes, he needs to speak the fuck up. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so you would actually cook for the victim in this case
sometimes,
on occasion?
Sometimes, when his mom asks me to prepare something from the shop.
And what was your interactions with him during this time? How would you say your interactions with him when you would cook for him or just do various things for the family?
Interaction with
I know y'all tired of me. I'm going to bring it back. And I meant to say, too, because, you know how it is. You're an farmer, you know what I mean? So, So he could be worrying about somebody trying to take his life for taking a stand. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a whole type of stuff that's going on in his mind. I don't want to bash him because we don't know what's going on in his head. That we have to understand this is a very serious life and death situation. You know what I mean? And I know he's doing it. He had to do it out of love for his nephew or to make himself look good. I don't know, but let's take everything into consideration. But this nigga really do need to speak the fuck up and speak a little bit clear. Let me tell you something. I got Jamaicans in my family on my father's side that's married in and all that shit. But he just need to fucking look. Y'all can speak English or regular. Y'all can speak regular when y'all want to. Y'all don't fucking lie to me because I know I be around y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You can talk up, man, and speak clearly. Stop playing with us. But God damn it, process.
She ordered it from the shop. On a jerk chicken, whatever. And I, sometimes she asks me, if she went out to do something, she did ask me to drop it my nails, and I just drop it and move on.
Okay, so you would actually cook for the victim in this case,
sometimes,
on occasion?
Sometimes, when his mom asks me to prepare something from the shop.
And what was your interactions with him during this time? How would you say your interactions were with him, when you would cook for him or just do various things for the family?
Production with Jesse?
Yes, with Jesse.
I just drop the food and move on.
Okay. Were you friendly with him?
Not like, I wouldn't say that.
Now, what I'm asking is not if you were friends with him. Were you friendly? Were you cordial with him?
Yeah, if I go there and I drop the food, he was like, he would greet me and I move on. Just drop the food, move on.
Okay.
I have to go back to work and like that. So I
who has to go back to work?
Me.
Okay. Now, did there come an occasion where you actually accompanied Jose to Riva Motorsports?
Yeah, I mean,
I want to talk to you about that. Had you ever, prior to the time that we're going to get into, where you were accompanying him to Riva Motorsports, had you ever done that before?
I never accompanied him. I went there to meet him already.
Okay. Had you ever assisted Jose in a similar fashion? Like that, like going to help him with anything, whether it was food or car, anything.
Yes, the time when I went there before, I would say I assisted him at the time.
Tell us about that.
Okay. His mom called me, asked me to accompany her to the, I didn't know where I was going, but she asked me to accompany her, and when I realized that You went to buy a bike. When you went to buy a bike, his mom came back to the house.
Okay, so the time that you're talking about, was it prior to June 18th, 2018?
No, it's before that. Long before that.
Long before that. So when I say prior, that's what I mean. Before June 18th, 2018,
yeah.
You accompanied Jose's mother to assist Jose from driving a new bike home.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember the shop that you assisted, where it was, or the name of the store?
Actually, when I just come, that is actually almost when I just come in. So I didn't remember exactly if that was the shop I went to.
Okay. So you remember it was a bike store, like motorcycles?
Yeah.
Okay. And whose car did you drive back?
Cleopatra car.
And what did Cleopatra drive back?
Jose's car.
And what did Jose drive back?
Jose ride the bike that he brought home.
During that time, do you recall if there was any security guards with the three, or the you, Jose, and Cleopatra?
I don't know if there was a security guard there.
Did you see any?
No.
Okay. So you didn't see any security guards that were accompanying Jose that day?
No more.
Okay. Now let's talk about June 18th, 2018.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Start with earlier in the day before you went to Riva Sports. How is it that you even ended up with Jose that day to accompany him to Riva Sports?
First of all, I was at the top agency. I was trying to get the top for a car. And I leave and go to West Indian to send some money to my mom back home in Jamaica. Cleo called me and asked me, where am I? I tell her, she asked me if I'm doing something. I tell her, no, not right now. I'm going back to the house. Okay? When I went to the house, she pulled up by the house and asked me if I could accompany Jesse somewhere. I tell her, yes. Which she picked me up in the car and she take me to the bank.
What bank?
Bank of America.
Do you remember what city the bank was in?
The bank was right off, I think, 4-5-1-9.
Oh, brother, this guy.
And where?
4-5-1-9 Johnson Road.
Okay, and that Coconut Creek?
Yeah, right over there.
Okay. And what was the purpose of you going with Cleopatra to the Coconut Creek Bank of America?
She told me that she wanted me to accompany Jesse somewhere. After on my way with her in the car, she told me that Jesse is at the bank. That's where I'm going to meet her.
Okay.
And she dropped me, leave me there. I wait until Jesse come. Me and Jesse headed to drive out. On our way.
Let me ask you something real quick first. Did you go inside the branch?
I don't remember if I did go inside.
Okay. To your best of your recollection, did you wait outside for Jesse?
I think so.
And how did you know what Jesse was even driving? Were you familiar with his car?
I know Jesse's car.
Okay, what kind of car did Jesse have?
He had a BMW.
What kind? Describe it if you don't know the model number or the model line.
Just a standard two-wheel BMW car. He had a black.
I'm sorry?
A black two-wheel BMW car.
Okay. When you say little, are you familiar with BMWs?
It's a small car. I don't know the model.
Okay. Was there anything distinct, for example, about the doors?
When the doors open, it flip up in the air.
Okay. So what some people commonly refer to as butterfly doors? They
yeah.
open up
yeah.
like almost like a wing-like fashion?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was at the time in 2018, was it a newer model car or an older model car? Was it like a vintage antique or was it a newer model car?
For me, I would say that it's a newer model car because I don't really move them like that.
Okay. All right. And so you waited by the car for Jesse?
I think I waited outside.
And how long were you waiting outside?
I've been waiting for a while. Long one, maybe like about half hour, 45 minutes.
At some point, did Jesse come out?
When he come out, when he was about to go to drive out. That's the time.
Okay. Who else is with you at this point, with you and Jesse?
Just me and Jesse.
So what do you do next?
I went through the car with him when we were driving.
Who was driving?
Jesse.
And what position in the car were you?
I was in the front seat.
Front seat passenger?
Yeah.
The type of car that is there any room for anybody to sit in the back?
I would have said there's no room inside. Yes, because the seat is all the way down.
Okay. So, is it a sports car? Is it a wagon? Tell me what kind.
I would say it's a sports car.
Okay. Now, from the bank, where did you go next?
To the bike shop.
Do you know what the name of the bike shop is?
Riva Motorsport.
I'm sorry?
Riva Motorsport.
At any point, did you know why or where you were going, first of all?
I didn't know where I was going until we actually reached here.
Why is that? How did you not know?
Because his mom just asked me to accompany him somewhere at the time.
Okay. And what about the conversation between you and Jesse? Was it ever revealed to you where you were going on the drive there?
No, because we weren't talking like that on the way, like you know something.
Okay. Once you arrive at Riva, what do you do next?
Jesse was walking around looking on the bike, looking around. I was like beside, behind Jesse, just looking around on the bike as well. On the bike inside.
Okay, were you with him the entire time when you went inside?
Yeah, I was beside him.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of bikes he was looking at?
Actually, he was looking at all the bikes inside.
At that point, were you aware why you were there?
I didn't realize that he was going to buy a bike at the time because he was looking around on the bike, all the bikes. So.
Okay. Do you recall what, if anything, Jesse had?
had on him in terms of like any type of bag or anything like that?
Yeah, he had a Louis bag on his shoulder.
Okay, do you remember the color of the Louis bag?
It was like a blue.
The microphone is sensitive, so you'll have to be careful. say it again.
It was a black shoulder bag that he had on.
Satchel.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, during the time that you were there and you were walking around, did anything stand out to you about the Louis bag that caused you to say something to Chame?
Yeah.
What is that?
I feel like the morning was one morning, I touch him and I say, close the bag in the morning, I'm going out. And he said, okay, but I mean, put it up. That's it.
When you say money, you're talking about U.S. currency cash you saw sticking out of the bag?
Yeah, it was U.S.
Were you able to tell? Are we talking, and I understand you may not have counted it, but was it a large amount, small amount?
I just see the piece of the money.
A what?
A little piece of the money pushing.
Okay. And once you indicated, well, why did you indicate for him to close up the bag? Why did you say that?
Because the money.
Yo. Are you fucking kidding me, lady? You don't understand what the money is. It was they already went to the bank, so that means he got U.S. currency. He's seen money poking out the Louis satchel. How you call it, sachet or satchel, whatever you call it, sachet. Mail purse, what we call it, but the Louis satchel. He told him to put the money in because it's sticking out. Why? So what was it? Was it U.S. currency? Like, come on, lady. She's doing too much.
And I exposed it, and I was like, why are you going to call it like that? So I just
Okay. So you were looking out for him?
Yeah.
In order to tell him so that nobody else would see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, after he told to close up the bag, and he does, what do you guys do while you're in there?
Still walking around, we went upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Like, as well.
How long would you say you were in Riva Motorsports looking at motorcycles?
5 minutes to an hour.
Okay. About potentially making a purchase?
Yes, ma'am.
What, if anything, did Jose purchase that day?
He did not purchase anything.
Do you know why?
Maybe he doesn't survive that he won.
Okay.
At the time.
What, if anything, next happened? When you then are, he doesn't purchase the bike, what do you do? What do the both of you do?
We walk out into the car.
Okay. And the same BMW sports vehicle that you drove in?
Yes, ma'am.
So who's driving now as you're trying?
Hold on, fuck that. So I don't know what question she's going to ask. This is my first time listening to her right now. I did fall asleep on it earlier. But anyway, so why not ask him, did they see the dudes on camera? It showed that the guys, two guys walked in the store, walked past them, and both of y'all seen them. Jose seen them first. You looked, and they kept walking, and you seen that he walked off, like he kind of felt a little vibe or something like that. Because we can see it on screen that he felt some kind of way. Once they walked past, like, you know, Triple X, like, walked, like, peeped, like he was about to walk out. I don't know, man.
Trying to leave.
Yes, sir.
And where are you positioned in the car?
The same passenger seat.
Who, if anybody, is in the car with you?
Just me and Jesse.
Okay. Now, before we get to when you're actually trying to leave, what was Jesse's mood like when you were there with him?
Good day, happy mood.
Okay. How do you know? What it's like? Well, give us some. If you could describe his demeanor.
Actually. He was just moving, and when he come outside, actually, when he come outside, okay, we were walking to the car. On the side there, someone, a white guy and a girl, was there sitting. They asked him for a picture. The guy asked him for a picture, and he was like, no, bro, I'm cool. And he just moved on. When I look around on the guy, he was like, I see the guy. Just not his head.
Okay, so a fan potentially asked him for a picture and he said no.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is that it's a fan.
Okay, now, how about inside the store? His demeanor. Describe his demeanor. You said he was happy. How do you know?
He was just walking around looking at the body. Just, you know, he was asking the
manager
if this would come out of the bikes. And
yo.
Maybe, you know, what he was like, what's the bike like?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm still watching.
So now, take us back outside.
Huh?
You're leaving. He just denied a photograph.
Yeah, I'm still
laughing.
Yeah.
And how long does it take from the time you're inside? All right.
I'm watching. I'm watching the your location and all that.
2-3 minutes go out.
All right. Were there any other cars that looked like that
okay.
same car in that parking lot that you saw?
No.
All right.
And when you are leaving, do you know how many exits or entrances there are to Riva Motorsports?
No, I don't know.
So tell us then what happens next. You get in the car with Josh A and exit or
exit
and for
you were walking to the car. On the side there, someone, a white guy and a girl was there sitting. And asking for a picture. The guy asking for a picture. And he was like, no, bro, I'm cool. And he just moved on. When I look around on the guy, he was like, I see the guy. Just nod his head.
Okay, so a fan potentially asked him for a picture and he said no.
Yeah, I think of all that other stuff is a fan.
Okay, now. How about inside the store? His demeanor. Describe his demeanor. He said he was happy. How do you know?
He was just walking around looking at the body. Just, you know, he was asking the manager if this would come out of the bike. So maybe, you know, what he was like, what's the bike like? You know, you can see that he definitely was the bike that he won.
Okay. So now, take us back outside. You're leaving. He just denied a photograph for a fan. And how long does it take from the time you're inside to walk to the car?
I mean, like 2-3 minutes go out the car.
All right. Were there any other cars that looked like Jose's car in that parking lot that you saw?
No.
And when you are leaving, do you know how many exits or entrances there are to Riva Motorsports?
No, no, no.
So tell us then what happens next. You get in the car with Josh A, and what happens next?
Okay. You get in the car. You're driving out. At the exit. And you pull out. You stop. You look up. Look to the left. And look to the right. When you look to the left, by the time you look to the left, I see a car just coming down block the entrance, pulled by the entrance. After the car pulled by the entrance, two persons jump out of the side to us, jump out of the car. One go on just a side, one come on the side.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. When you say two persons, what gender were they?
Men.
Were you able to tell what race they were?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Were they wearing anything to obstruct their identity?
I can't remember that now.
Did you hear what the fuck he just said? Nigga, on the camera, you can tell it's black guys. Do I have that fucking shit up? Anyway, we seen it. So now you don't recall what they look like? Y'all heard that? That can hurt the state. That's crazy. I'm gonna bring it back.
Look to the left. And look to the right. When you look to the left, by the time you look to the left, I see a car just coming down Lock the entrance. Pull by the entrance. After the car, pull by the entrance. Two person jump out of the side doors. Jump out of the car. One go and just say sign, one come on the side of the time.
Alright, let's talk about that for a second. When you say two persons, what gender were they?
Men.
Were you able to tell what race they were?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Were they wearing anything to obstruct their identity?
I can't remember right now what they were dressed at the time.
Say it again?
I can't remember what they were dressed at the time. I'm just a little man. Just, I don't remember.
Okay. Was there anything covering their face?
That's the thing I can't remember.
Okay. So you don't recall, if anything, what the two people looked like that jumped out of the car?
No.
What, if anything, did they have in their hands?
I have first and foremost. One of the guys taller than one. Okay? When they jump on the car, I would say the shorter one go by just his side. The taller one was at the front. He was, I can stop?
Me?
You may.
Okay. So, you can stand up.
The taller one pulled to my front.
Go ahead. This is the car.
Yeah.
Driver's seat. Passenger seat, front of the car. Go ahead and show us what you want to do.
The taller one was like this. You don't come out the effing car. And he was like with a gun. You don't come out the effing car. The shorter one was at just safe side.
Come step down, please.
No. And I promise I'll bring it back. It won't fucking interject. How the fuck do you see when he said, don't you get the fuck out the car? And he's gesturing, showing that he pointed the gun down at him and said, don't get out the car, but you don't know what they look like. You can't tell their description or color, or if they had a mask on. You can't recall, but you can recall that. That means you are looking in the face of that person, whether you have a mask on or not. You can look at the eyes and tell that the man has melanin. He's full of shit. Just like somebody just said, he's talking like he don't have no papers. Let's go.
The taller one was like this. You don't come out the effing car. And he was like with a gun. You don't come out the effing car. The shorter one was at just a side.
Come step down, please. How close was the taller one to the front of the car if these are the two front seats?
That's the car. The taller one was like this. You don't come out the effing car. You stay in the car. You stay in the car. Don't come out the effing car. And I was like, no.
Okay, so where were you seated out of these two seats?
I was in the passenger seat.
So I'm going to sit in the passenger seat. This is where you were seated?
Yeah. And he was like, you don't come up there from the car. You stay in the car. Don't come up there. So I was like, but at that time I was like, it was, I thought it was just somebody who knows just you were in the car.
When you're saying, and I understand we're in court, you're saying effing car. Did he actually say effing car, or did he say you don't come out of the fucking car? What did he say?
He said don't come out of the fucking car.
Okay. And who was he referring to when he said that? Why was he saying that to you? What were you doing?
He was pointing the gun at me, and the next one was around to just inside on the car. He didn't give me the chain. Where's the chain? Give me the chain.
Who was saying that, and who was he saying it to?
Jesse. He was digging Jesse in there for a chain.
What was Jesse doing in response to that, as one of the gunmen is trying to grab his
first
chain?
I hear was like, what is this for?
Did at any point, or were you aware, did Jesse even have any weapons or anything on him that you were aware of?
No.
Did you? Were you armed?
No.
Okay. So tell us next then what happened.
Okay. After all that, I get the door open.
How?
I sit. I like move my leg like this.
Why don't you sit down and show us?
Okay. I was like this in the car. I keep my foot right. I was like, it's a thing. Because I was like, if I run, I maybe get a shot and I jump in. If I sit.
Need a moment?
Okay, I opened the car door. When I opened the car door, but, when I get on the stop truck, I run up back in the block to the shop. When I run back to the shop.
Before you go, you can please continue on from the stand. And I'll just ask you just a few more questions before you continue. When you open the car door from your side and you are doing a motion with your right hand, is it automatic? Or is it like a manual lever that you have to open the car door?
Once I touch the button, you look into the car door.
Okay, so you touch a button and it activates the door or doors?
One door, that's my door.
One door, okay. And once the door is activated and opens, make it the grand for your life?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you recall what happened as you're running?
Okay. I run and I keep running two sides early like this, running up with a black shop. When I go there, I pick up my phone to make up to try to call the cops, and I was like, I see a man in the back, a man in the out there standing in the front. And he was like, don't call the cops, I'm on the phone with them right now. I'm giving them that. Don't call the cops, I'm on the phone with them. So I just take up my phone in my hand, and the first person I called after that it was Cleo.
And why did you call Cleo first?
Because someone already called the cops, and I called Cleo because Cleo is the one who asked me to accompany Jose. So that's the first person to come to my mind to call, his mom.
Now, at the point that you're calling Cleo, had anything else happened other than you exited the car for your life?
I don't know how they were down there. The two men that jumped out of the car was down there.
So you left Jose in the car and the two gunmen were still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see anything that happened to Jose and the gunmen after that?
Okay. Before, when I ran up there, the taller guy went around to Jesse's side. The shorter one now coming around to the door that I was, my door that I opened, and he go inside the car.
You saw that?
I see that because I was looking when I run up there and saw some wounded, the man that was on the phone. I keep looking down there. When I keep looking, I realize that the shorter one come around to my side. The taller one go to Jesse's side.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
And then I heard something like,
fire.
How much time I don't know, but I heard something like exploding.
An explosion?
Yeah.
Had you ever heard firearms fired in your life?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I understand you're trying to describe what the sound is like, but did it sound similar to you that you've heard that sound before?
The sound wasn't loud like that. I just hear.
How many times did you hear that? I heard it. And how long after you ran for your life did you hear that explosion sound?
Right. It was very, very fast. I was like,
when you saw the two gunmen, the shorter one on the passenger side and the taller one on Jose's side, how long after you saw those gunmen positioned like that did you hear the explosion?
2 minutes.
I'm trying the same, like I would say, like in a minute, like two, the explosion.
What did you do next?
The vehicle, the car that blocked us, it drove off, and then I go back. Everybody going down to the car, so I go down there.
And what did you see?
Jesse was just like, you see, like that, just like, you know.
Was he conscious?
I don't see what's doing. was a bull in there.
Was he injured?
I don't know.
Okay. The car that blocked you off, did you recognize that car?
No, I don't recognize what I have cars.
What side of the vehicle did the two gunmen exit the car?
The side of the car was going. So they come out on the right-hand side. You say the passenger side.
The passenger side. Okay. Both gunmen came out the passenger side?
One come from the back door, one from the front door.
Okay. So both gunmen came out from the passenger side, one from the front passenger and one from the back passenger.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you able to see if there was anybody else in the car?
No, ma'am.
Do you know if the gunmen that came out from the passenger side slid over from the driver's side or not?
No, I don't get that.
Okay. And you didn't see anybody else in the car from your vantage point?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You remained behind, correct, in order to cooperate and give the statement to the police when the police eventually showed up?
Yes, ma'am. The order that I was there.
Say that again?
I was there the whole time until everybody was in the police.
When you're not talking, Mr. Kerr, just pull back a little bit so that you're not breathing into the microphone because it's very sensitive. Reba Motorsports that you were in, that you went to that day, what county is Reba Motorsports in? Do you know what city it's in?
I think they said over there is off Dixie, somewhere like that.
Off Dixie?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know, for example, are you familiar with South Florida?
No.
Okay.
Not like that.
I'm sorry?
Not like that.
Not like that.
No.
Do you know that what state you were in when this happened? It's not a trick question.
No, I wasn't trying.
Okay. That's important. All right. Just one moment, Aaron.
Well, let me see now.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened. I guess they walking, I guess they approaching the bench. But only thing I can say is, man, this dude is, he's not a good witness, but it's good to hear what he has to say because he was the only one that was literally right there. But he definitely is going to make it hard. I would say even though his testimony is crap, the videotape don't lie. You know what I mean? So it's pretty much... it's evidence. It's not circumstantial. It's basically what you see on the surveillance tape inside the business and outside. So they're gonna get what they deserve. However, he can make it just a little bit hard because he cannot identify them. You know what I mean? So he's making it very hard. He's making it. Basically, that shadow of a doubt, reasonable doubt, because he don't know what their complexion was. They don't know if they had a mask on or anything, but he could really pretty much detail what he did when he pointed the gun at them and so forth and so on. Something is not right here. Something ain't right, but he could definitely mess this case up. And while they deliberating right there, let me pause this real quick and show you this picture. This was on my Patreon. I try to click on it. Those videos is deleted. But I had to do it on, see, that's June 19th, 2018. And I didn't want to show it on, you know, like on YouTube or whatever at that time. But that's the bullet hole right there. When people trying to find out where he got shot at, I made sure I found that shit. And that's the bullet hole right there in his temple. That's crazy. And I want to get off that picture now. And rest in peace and everything like that to him, man. It's really effed up on what happened. Really, really fucked up, man. God bless his soul, man. But this dude right here, it's horrible. Horrible. I wish you would have told him the next time when you get on the stand tomorrow, you need to talk the fuck up, okay? Put some bass in that voice. At least put the mic on his lip. Pause for the pauses out there, because this motherfucker wasn't saying a motherfucking thing. Now, listen, I'm going to take some calls real quick. I don't want to be here too long. Let me put the number in there. Let me take your calls. Then we're going to go to the print shit a little bit, and then we're going to get up out of here. But his testimony was crap. Horrible. Horrible fucking boo, man. Let me put the number in there one more again. I would like to know your thoughts on his testimony, man. The only thing I could really say here is that the only one who is feeling like the wound, you peeling the scab, you know what I mean? You opening the wound, you peeling the scab open, you know what I mean? So the mother to relive what happened to her son. You know, they didn't have a perfect relationship, but they wound up bonding, and you know, the mother and son thing, you know, that's the number right there. So if you want to call in, please do. But you said play on to see what's on Newsom. Wait, what would you say? Play on to see what Newsom do. I don't even know who that is. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what you're talking about. Newsom. Newsom. I really don't know who that is. Newsom. What? Put it in there. Let me see what you're talking about. Newsom. What? I don't know who that is. All right. So I guess nobody have anything to say on that. But the phone lines is open though. Anyway, play the video again. Didn't nobody go? Oh, yeah, the video, too. Okay. All right. Yeah, matter of fact, I had the video pulled up, too. Hold on. Let me go back there. Forgot all about that shit. Hold on, soldiers. If y'all haven't hit the like, please make sure y'all hit that like button real quick. Now, you see him jump out. And he got the fuck out of there. He did look and kept it moving. You know, it was kind of quick, but, I mean, you could still see while you're sitting in the car. You could see them. That nigga took off, nigga. That nigga running like a track star. And I ain't even trying to make light of it because that's a life or death situation. You don't know what could have happened. You understand what I'm saying? I want to see the full video, though. I never got a chance to see the full video. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy, son. That's real crazy. I'm pretty sure that he knows exactly what them dudes look like, man. And that nigga just boogied, man. Yo, that's fucking sad, bro. That shit is sad. That shit is real fucking sad, man. Only thing I can say is, man, just be careful out there. You got to move. You got to move carefully. You got to move carefully out there, man, because this is really, really dangerous out here. And I really feel like somebody set that dude up. Somebody made that call to see where he was, and that was it. They should have paid for some fucking security, man. Should have paid for some fucking security. Damn, son. Damn. Hold on. I'm about to show share my screen. Let me get out of this real quick. Fucking sad, yo. Sad, son. Sad. Definitely a setup. That's a fact. Definitely a setup. Hold on. All right, let's go here. All right, because I was trying to see if anybody called or whatever, but all right, so let's go to Charleston.
About no Jay Prince. He ain't never been able to reach his arms up here and help no with no music career. Stay ass in Houston. Him and his boys. So now
so you feel like Jay Prince needs to help more.
Mike Jay Prince keep doing what the f he doing. I'm telling y'all, Jay Prince don't run in Dallas. Mob Ties is just some bullshit. It ain't no Mob Ties. Them Italians got the mob. Don't no nigga got no motherfucker. Mob, them just talking bullshit Italian geeky talk. Them ain't no real mob. They never stood up for the black race. Hollering about that. Italians rob people. Them niggas can't do nothing. Them niggas on the weak. Them thugs beat up girls, homie. Beat up strippers. So I ain't saying they ain't got a helper about no Jay.
I'm going to find this interview. I'm going to find this interview right now. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me do that. I want to find that shit right now. Y'all give me a second. Y'all be patient with me. All right? Hold on. What's the name of that shit again? Dallas what? Dallas Global. Dallas Global TV. Let me go follow Duke real quick. Okay. Dallas Global. All right. So hold on. I'm going to another screen. Dallas Global, Charleston White. All right, hold on. All right, that's like 4 minutes. But let me put in Dallas because it's somebody else's video. Hold on. Y'all be patient, patient. Y'all be patient, patient. All right, Charleston, fuck. Mob Ties, da 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 da. Trust me, speak on shit. All right, here we go. Let me share my screen, y'all. And again, if y'all haven't hit that like button, please hit the like button for the algorithms, y'all. Please. Let me say shout out to Dallas Global if you haven't subscribed, because it's their intellectual property. If you haven't subscribed, please make sure you subscribe to that platform. And then, and yeah, that's from a, wow, I didn't even know that was from a year ago. So, all right, well, I'm late to the party. However, still, it's prevalent right now to what he's saying, okay? But let's continue.
You know, you spoke on Lil Reese. I don't know exactly what you said. I think you said he should be a motivational speaker.
Yeah, he should be a motivational speaker.
What made you say that?
Somebody asked me a question. Y'all get me on these platforms asking me these questions. They said, did you know he's been shot once? I said, no, I just know he just got shot again. I said, been shot that many times? Oh, yeah, man, that boy should be a motivational speaker. But I remember reading where he said when the police got him and the police had him in handcuffs, he said that he was trying to buy weed. That he told the police he was trying to buy weed. So he helped the police solve the crime. Well, and I said, where I come from, he wrapped that gangster shit. He wasn't supposed to tell the police nothing. You don't help the police. You innocent. And you one of them gangster niggas. You don't say I'm innocent. You have your lawyer. You say, hey, I want to talk. And your lawyer talks. So that's all I was saying. So maybe he should be a motivational speaker.
Keep it shut. So the come on. I said, in the recon, you know, on the situation. And keep it respectful. How Offset didn't have the greatest relationship with Tank.
So you,
They rappers, why they can't rock? Listen, if you get in the spotlight, once you become popular enough, everybody got the right to speak on you, homie. You in the limelight. You doing all these antics. You getting shot. Why can't nobody speak on you? They asking me. I'm on the blog site. What am I supposed to say? Hey, man, what about Lil Reese? No question.
Yeah.
My, no question. No, nigga ask me, so here's my opinion. Man, the kid should be a motivational speaker. Ain't nothing wrong with being a motivational speaker. I can put him down. But he did talk to the police, right? He did tell the police.
I mean, I don't know.
I can Google it right now. He said, I wasn't stealing cars. We were buying weed. That's what he said he told the police. And the reporter said that. That's public record.
I ain't seen
the phone. Man, all y'all got to do, y'all seem to find out everything else except about your favorite rapper. These niggas, y'all find out Pop Hunter could tell you something. That boy told the police, man, we was buying weed.
Hold on.
Weed deal gone.
Let me go to WAC 100 responding to this. Hold on. Let me go to WAC 100. Let me go to WAC 100 because this is old. I'm pretty sure some of y'all already seen that. So let's go to, let's go here real quick. Shout out to Hip Hop Verified.
What? He said Migo Bands. He said the bullet should have hit Migo Bands because he's the one that set it off.
Nah, bullshit.
We do got that audio.
Let Unc listen to the audio.
Now, Quavo didn't have a gun. Migo Bands had a gun.
Listen, run the clip. We didn't know who had a gun. He the one talking about who had guns.
That's me. Yeah. That's what I keep telling you.
I mean,
run the clip.
Y'all
what do you
want
to
hear? Y'all not listening. Good work. Free this morning. I think it'll be helpful. All right, let me see. So, Willie Bland, who admitted to firing a weapon at the scene, he stated that he seen the two males he had identified as Joshua and Watkins throughout the evening, that he had seen them with guns. He believed that Joshua said something and began pulling the gun, so he reached and punched him. He thought that males were about to try and rob Quavo.
Now, we can just stop right there. Let me just explain that little piece, how I feel about that bullshit. Now, clearly, this Bland dude gave a police report that he seen these two guys with guns earlier. But these are the same two guys that he decided he was going to punch with his gun out and hit them with a gun. What do you think going to happen? You know what I mean? You seen these niggas with guns and you going to hit them? You know, these people, these same guys that he's talking about, man, if any enemy would have came their direction, they'd have had some problems. But as you can see, this clown saw that and decided, I'm gonna try them two guns with my one. And then he tell a blatant lie about they getting ready to rob Quavo. And Lord knows if anybody, any of them people would have tried to rob or touch Quavo, it was gonna be some real problems. So that's just not true.
You want me to finish reading?
Yeah, might as well. Just let them know how. This dude, here's what he's doing, Gil. This dude right here is running back in Atlanta getting on the real niggas. So we have to get him $1 million with the game. Let him know. Now, this is what he's doing out here in Houston. Now, if he's running up under y'all and you embrace him, that's on y'all. But I can't hide it from him. I want him to know. And I know y'all them kind of people. So let's let him know.
He believed it was probably Cameron Joshua shooting at him. So he began shooting at Cameron Joshua. Video shows that Joshua ran back inside the bowling alley. But there is no video evidence showing him firing the gun.
Who he's saying.
This
is when he put my son
name. For my head, a large black male with the victim's group later identified as Willie Bland is seen either striking or...
No. Let's go to Paul Wade, say who gave him a gun and all that kind of thing.
But Willie Bland further stated he initially obtained the gun.
But you hear when he read that that Millie Bland struck somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Let's bring it back just a tiny bit, and then he cut him off to tell him to read something else.
Striking for
right
on my head. A large black male with the victim's group later identified as Willie Bland is seen either striking or
no.
See, it says seen him striking or, you know what I mean? Who knows? But let's continue.
Let's go to Paul where he said who gave him a gun and all that kind
of thing. Willie Bland further stated he initially obtained the gun that he discharged from Jazz Prince, who was hosting the group, including Willie Takeoff and Quavo, while they visited Houston. Willie stated that he had asked Jazz for a gun, and Jazz provided them with one that was in the trunk.
Now, listen at that. Now, Quavo, as I stated, is Jazz's brother. So, of course, Jazz don't mind making sure, you know, the homie got some heat, because we understand that what goes on, right? But now you got this clown. You know, I don't know how it ended up in his hand, you know, but it ended up in his hand. This clown is saying somebody want to rob him that gave him a gun. Why would you give a man a gun to try to rob him? You know what I mean? This shit just don't add up and make sense, man, is what I'm getting to. And I'm just trying to get people to realize how big a damn fool this dude here is. And now he ratting all over the place and ran back, you know, the bus shots and ran to the airport and ran his ass back immediately. You know what I mean? He didn't care nothing about the homie Takeoff. As soon as he done that, he went straight to the airport and tore ass home. But I'm going to leave you with all this paperwork and you can look at it later on.
That's it?
Nah, what other clip? Where he said he wish would have been Quavo.
Yo, whack, this guy is crazy for me.
Where the other clip? Bang them had it this morning. I sent it to Bang.
He's talking about like 15 minutes. It's about 15.
About 2, 3 in the morning. All right.
Yeah, he ain't jail.
Oh, that's the DJ.
But that's the A&R.
Yeah, that's the nigga on the Migos side. Arrested. He was not arrested. He was not. There's only one nigga arrested. Was the DJ. He talking about the Willie nigga. Who's the Willie nigga? Patrick. Patrick. Who's the Willie nigga? Patrick. He was the one arrested. He bailed out. Him and Cameron arrested for the gun. Cameron arrested for the gun. The other one was arrested. Patrick Parker was arrested for the murder. For the shooting.
Yeah, but remember, he bailed out like a month ago or something.
Got out.
So I didn't know Cameron got arrested.
Cameron got arrested for a gun. He got arrested for a gun. He was the first one.
Wait, so he didn't kill nobody. His gun didn't kill nobody.
No.
He shot?
No, he didn't shoot. They just got to found a gun on him, and then he was on a parole. He was on a parole violation in California.
Oh, they found a gun on him out there.
Yeah.
I think they're
lying
to shit, to be honest with you. We're not getting everything. That's a little different.
Yeah, so he was found with a gun, supposedly. I'm not even going to say on the scene. I'm going to say he just got caught with a gun there, wherever he got caught with a gun. But then he was he only kept him because he had a parole hold from California.
Oh, no. That's the nigga, Lil Cam, nigga.
Yeah, Cam. Yes, Cam. Yes.
That's Lil Cam from the Fifth Ward that came back to Cali.
Yeah.
So Lil Cam giving statements?
Do the punches.
So Bland is on Jay Prince them side.
Migos side.
He's Willie. Mm-hmm. Nah, slow down. Cam is on Jay Prince them side, and they got caught. He had a gun case in Cali.
Willie's name is Migos Bands.
Okay. He's saying Jay Prince them gave me a picture. The work is in the work.
Yeah.
If he let me tell y'all how it went. And what he's saying ain't in the work is a different.
Yeah, let's hear it. Other than that, the worst thing to me is this clown that came here. I wish he would have never came with Quavo. I wish he would have never brought this nigga into Houston because he can't think. You know what I mean? His whole root of everything happening.
That's not my audio going in and out. Is their shit?
To be frank, honest. About the situation, I wish that Willie would have hit him instead of Takeoff, because he was the one that deserve that.
Wow.
Takeoff didn't deserve that. You know, so that's the worst thing that I could think of, because if he don't make that move, then the night is, everybody's still here and live to see another day, and you know what I mean? It's